Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Wow, that snuck up on you. How you doing? Woo! I got so much going on right now, I don't know which end is up. I got One American News Network going on. I got multiple monitors. One, two, three, four monitors going on. And I've got, hold on, I've got to defy that sign. Hold on. That's some Ninja Brewed iced coffee. Brought it from the house. Ninja Brewed. All right, let me see. Let's get an email out of here real quick. And I've got, boy, here, let me just tell you what we're going to do over the weekend on the Monster broadcast, which is going to be an awful lot of fun. Here's why. So much to talk about. I want to get into a lot of meat and potatoes with you on is it ever going to happen? No. But there's much to talk about. I'm talking about Feinstein and the Democrats wanting to talk about a new assault weapons ban. And I got an email from somebody today, says, you know, I love your little sayings and stuff. What? Here's a new one for you. It's not Dianne Feinstein. And you can use this. He said, you can use this. It's Diban Feinstein. Diban Feinstein. So, you know, I think I'll take that. I thought that was kind of ingenious. Diban Feinstein. I've never called her that. I've called her lots of things. I've said her middle name was banned, but Diban Feinstein. So we'll stick with that. I like it. I'm going to steal it. I'll read the email in just a couple minutes. Got to give him credit where credit's due. I just don't have that up on the screen yet. Too many other things going on. But we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Fourth Circuit, Colby v. Hogan. Let's hopefully talk with Alan Gottlieb about that. Going to be a big program. Haven't been able to cover everything this week on the show, and that's okay. That's why I'm on 6 days a week. You never know. Maybe we'll increase the amount of time for the daytime program. Be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. It really would. Oh, the Dallas Morning News. Good heavens, you know. I it doesn't shock me. Sean Young down in Dallas, Texas, you got a copy there real quick. Can you bring your mic live? I hate to catch on the spot, but can you bring your mic live for me real quick?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the Dallas Morning News? You're in Dallas.
I don't read it for a reason.
You don't read it for a reason. What's the reason?
It's pretty much a leftist paper.
It's a leftist rag.
Yes.
It's a gun-hating rag, too, isn't it? Isn't it gun-hating?
It's not even worth even buying, in my perspective.
Well, that's interesting, because you wouldn't think about that coming out of Dallas, would you?
Yes.
You would?
Yes, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and El Paso are all leftist. I mean, they spent, what was it? Well, we don't know yet. They took a statue out of Lee Park because it was right. Lee Park. So...
Okay.
Go figure.
Right, well,
they can't fix the streets, and they can't pay the police, but they can move a statue.
See, I would think more the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, complete total liberal rag. I read it very, very little. I pull alerts from it from time to time. But I could see Atlanta more so than I could see Dallas just because of the surrounding community. Of course, the inner city, you know, it's all the same thing with most of the big inner cities. But Dallas is a huge metroplex. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is big.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference. There is a divide. There's a freeway called 360. It runs right down the smack down in the middle of the Metroplex. Fort Worth is more conservative. I've already said, no, we're not dealing with the statue thing. They're there. They're going to stay. But Dallas is a whole different territory over there.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. By the way, there's a crawler up on the One American News right now. The Michigan State Senate moves to allow concealed carry in churches in response to the Texas church shooting. You see... Now, this is live. I'm seeing this live on the crawler right now in real time as I talk to you. Sean, I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I want to get back to that briefly.
No, that's fine.
But that when I see something like that, I want to let you know. You see, common sense is prevailing here. As a gun owner, I want you to understand that. I'll take your head out. That's why I'm talking about the Dallas Morning News. We'll kind of go there now. Let's just use that as an opportunity to segue there. Sean, I appreciate your insight into the Dallas Morning News because Texas is Texas is Texas. Dallas got a lot of conservatives there. And you're right about the dividing line. I've been in Fort Worth, too. It's a whole different ballgame than it is in Dallas. But wonderful area that you live in. It's a nice area. And
well,
here's a lot of conservatives.
Here's the thing. Now, a lot of people don't know this, and I've talked to some state representatives back in 2010. Texas is on the verge of becoming purple if we don't get ourselves together.
No, that's true. That's true. There's a big immigrant thing going on down there. I think it's been slowed up with Trump, but fodder for another program as we talk about guns and immigration being a big threat to gun rights. We'll do that at a later time, I'm sure, as we get closer to 2018. That will matter. Definitely as we get closer to 2020, that's going to matter. Let me go to my first guest, Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room. Mike, the reason I'm talking about the Dallas Morning News right now is because there is a piece in the Dallas Morning News right now, and I don't know if you have seen it, but it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but we're going to talk about it. It's fun to do it spontaneously. Failing to outlaw the war machines used in Sutherland Springs is a sin. What war machines were used in Sutherland Springs, Mike? Now, you build at your company Arms Room, you build what?
The Evil Assault Rifle.
The AR-15, and you make a bunch of them. I've got three of them behind me.
Yeah,
leaning against the wall here, and I'm a little worried because my back is to them. Am I okay with my back to them?
You know, you just made me turn around. I'm sitting in the warehouse area in a nice, like, quiet spot. We let the guys go home early for the weekend, and there's hundreds of them here, and I just turned around to make sure they weren't coming at me. You know?
Yeah, be very, very, very careful there. Be very careful there. Mike, before we go any farther about the Dallas Morning News piece that I'm reading, I want to say, veterans, all you veterans, we love you to death. Every single one of you. It's Veterans Day today. It's Veterans Day weekend. I'm going to talk about this at the bottom of the hour a little bit more, but I do want to go there. I know somebody out there is going, why isn't he saying anything about Veterans Day? I just did. Here's what I want to ask you about Veterans Day. You planning on watching any football this weekend? If so, turn the dial. I don't want you here. Boycott the National Football League. Make a statement. And don't just turn it off. Tell them you turned it off. Let them know you turned it off. I want you to take a look at a picture of Colin Kaepernick on one knee. And, you know, I haven't posted it, Mike, but I've got pictures, aerial photos of his house, his multimillion-dollar home. I've got pictures of him standing next to one of his automobiles that costs more than the average American makes in 3 or 4 years. Now, I don't begrudge him making money. I'm going to capitalize all the money he can make for sucking at football. Good for him if we're stupid enough to pay him. I hope if he comes back to the NFL, I hope he gets more money than he was able to. That's the capitalist in me speaking. The realist in me says, if anybody brings him back, they're idiots. Anybody turns him on and watches him are even dumber. The National Football League has deteriorated to a point right now, and the ownership of the league is allowing it to happen, although there's some pressure being born right now on management with Roger Goodell. But the fact of the matter is these people hate your guts. The mere fact that they're allowing this garbage to continue is a slap in the face to not only veterans, all of you veterans, but to all Americans who pay these people with their hard-earned money. And if you're still giving them your money, man, I just don't understand why. You don't have anything better to do on a Sunday than sit around and watch this crap anymore? I'm sorry. And this coming to me as a lifelong football fan, someone who has spent tens of thousands of dollars as a season ticket holder myself, saying this to you. Once you walk away, you'll realize how much free time, what you can do with your free time, Mike. And I know you agree with me. I know you do.
Yeah, got my Sundays back, you know. Mark, I'm curious, though. When you're looking at those aerial photographs of his mansion and his house and his pools and all that, could you see the oppression? Could you see how he was?
Yeah, oppressed? I could. I could. I could smell it, too. I could see the oppression coming out. Yeah, it was. And then I went back and thought, well, maybe it was his upbringing. No. He had a nice privileged upbringing as well. Good for him. I'm glad he did. So stay on the knee. Good for you. Forget them, guys. I'm telling you, forget them. Leave them. You'll feel a lot better about yourself when you do it. These people are in your face, and you need to make a statement at this stage of the game. Not just to them, but the sponsors as well. Really, it's time. And then throw that on top of that, you got the 49ers coming at you with $500,000 to literally come after your constitutional rights. It's time to turn the crap off. Turn the crap off. If you want to watch football, watch college. Have fun watching college football. It's great. Have a great time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm done with it all. All right, failing to outlaw the war machines used in Sutherland Springs is a sin. It was written by a Richard Parker, contributor for the Dallas Morning News. This is the second piece. If you remember, I read one, Mike, from the doctor.
Yeah.
About a week ago. Coming from the Dallas Morning News. Now, we've only got about a minute. I'll probably keep you here with my next guest after the bottom of the hour, too. Mike, just keep you on. We'll just kind of do a little roundtable with you and me and Lee Williams.
There we go.
Within its double doors lies the scene of the greatest mass murder in Texas history, which took 26 lives and wounded 20 more. The weapon was nearly the same as every mass shooting in recent history. The AR-15 white-type weapon in this country, the kissing cousin to America's standard-issue combat weapon, along with supposedly civilian versions of Russian, Chinese, and German combat weapons. This is a weapon of choice for mass killers from Aurora, Newtown, San Bernardino, Orlando, Las Vegas, and now Wilson County, Texas. Only the 9mm pistol, also semi-automatic, is as prevalent. So you see where they're going with this, Mike. When we come back from the break, I want to give you some snippets of this. And from someone who builds this gun, I want you to explain part of its construction, if you could. Gas operated and so forth, because this guy thinks this is a war machine. A war machine that has no place anywhere near your home. During the break, I'm going to look over my shoulder. I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 AR-15s right behind me. I'm going to be really careful here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be careful, make sure I can come back from the break. This is live radio after all, and I don't want to be attacked. I'll be right back. You can do whatever it takes to protect your family, but one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, Mr. Wilford, the man who confronted the murderer in Texas and pumped a few rounds of lead into him with his own version of the war machine that this moron writing for the Dallas Daily or Morning News, whatever it is, liberal rag, wants to ban, or he wants to buy him back as if I bought it from him in the first place. Good luck with that. Michigan State Senate has approved concealed carry in church after the Texas shooting. That is breaking right now as I speak to you. More states will do so. If you can carry in your state lawfully, do so. And dare I say, and I'm just going to throw it at you with a wink and a nod, learn how to conceal your firearm and never leave your cave without your club. You're smart enough to figure it out. Let me go right back to Mike Pawarski. Mike, let me give you a couple quotes here from this, and then I want you to do some explaining for us, if you would, please, okay?
Sure.
First of all, these are war machines. They are gas-operated. They have absolutely no place in civilian hands because they are designed for the military. Now, I'd like to point out, all guns were designed based off of military designs and for all of them. And I want to make that very, very clear. Our founding fathers possessed military-style weapons at the time the Second Amendment was not only written and debated and ratified, but until they died, they would have thought nothing less. So, first off, tell me, what makes the AR-15 a war machine?
Yeah, you know, I don't know where he gets this war machine. I hear war machine, and I think you know, an Abrams tank, an A-10 Thunderbolt. But those are
right.
Machines that operate and move. This is a tool used in the hands of an individual. You know, it's no more than using a power drill, I would think. But a war machine, I guess, because, you know, it looks like a soldier's rifle. Maybe that's why it's a war machine.
Or it sounds scary to write. Let me give you a quote. Outlawing these war machines, because that's what they are not guns, would not impinge upon the gun rights of people who own pistols, shotguns, or any sort, or rifles that are lever or bolt action, or even the few gas-operated models that have never been designed for military specifications. Mike, it's hard to talk about this column in non-satellite radio moment words, but I got to ask you to do that, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what let me just give you the gist of it with this final line. This isn't complicated. We have a duty to act, and if we fail, God will never forgive us. And he goes on to say that all we have to do, because it's easy, we can simply buy back the ones that are out there, and we can impose fees and taxes for any special exceptions, just as we have done in generally outlawing machine guns since 1934. And then he goes on to claim that that's what Antonin Scalia would want. I mean, it's patently absurd. But some of the comments below are really telling. Some of the comments from the readers, Mike, are great. Here's one. Maybe you could start by enforcing the laws already on the books. Hold on a second. Let me go down. Here's a good one. He says, this isn't complicated. Reference, this isn't complicated. No, it's not. With an estimated 109 million gun owners, with 400 million guns and billions or trillions of rounds of ammunition, if legal gun owners were a problem, you would already know it. Isn't that a true statement, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, if the people that owned guns were the issue, there wouldn't be any people without guns. You know, we'd have gotten rid of them by now. But that's not how it works. You know, we're responsible. We're not criminals. We're not psychopaths. We're not somebody that didn't get reported to the federal government because there was a flaw in a system to report us to NICS. We're law-abiding citizens that care about the defense of ourselves, our family, our loved ones, and our homes. This guy's a nut. You know, you read through his article, and he says things like, you know, first of all, he's quoting Mother Jones as his source.
Yes, back. Correct. Mother Jones, radical far Antifa left. Okay.
Yeah. So we know he's out there then, and then there's other statements in here about how the Chinese SKS was made from plywood. Did you know that, Mark? That nice orange rosewood socks, they were made from plywood, evidently. And I think the biggest travesty in here at all, you know, being a gun aficionado such as yourself, is he takes all the way the assault weapons back and he blames the AK-47, giving no credit whatsoever to the Sturmgewehr. He just totally turns his back on the German Sturmgewehr and disrespects them completely.
I think he mentioned the Sturmgewehr. I think he mentioned it one time in there, if I'm not mistaken. But let me quote here. This is important. Listen, I want you to pay attention to this because you probably have these guns in your safe. I have these actual guns in my safe. There is nothing aesthetically pleasing about them, talking about our wonderful, beautiful AR-15s and variants. To say the classic deer rifle of blued steel and walnut, like the venerable Winchester 30-30 Model 94, of which I have, the original Winchester Model 94, 30-30, before Winchester went out of business and was sold and all that stuff.
Right.
This one is a hunting rifle. Field strip the Winchester and you'll find a half a dozen flat parts held together with strings and pins, dependent upon the lever to reload a round from a magazine of about a dozen rounds. The other is a weapon of war, usually with a 30-round magazine, for which a pregnant woman, a 14-year-old pastor's daughter, and an 18-month-old child, as was the case here, is no match. Now, are those same people a match for the 30-30 Winchester Model 94 with a dozen rounds?
Yeah, not a chance. not a chance.
Which gun ballistically is more powerful than the other?
The 30-30 is clearly the more powerful weapon.
Wait a minute, that can't possibly be, because it's not a weapon of war.
It's not a war machine. How could it be devastating if it's not a war machine? Yeah, yeah. I love the little part how the rifle that puts back a round that goes 3,000 feet per second with incredible amounts of pressure. It's held together with strings. Strings, Mark. Strings and pins.
Let me give you
lever action work.
The Henry repeating rifle was used with tremendous, devastating effects during the Civil War. I wonder if this guy is aware of that. I would base my educated guess no, based on what he said here. But the Henry repeating rifle was the general said the little gun that you could load once and shoot it all day. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Said, I think it was loaded on Sunday and shoot it till Saturday.
Loaded on Sunday, shoot it all week or something like that was the statement. I apologize for not having it. Yep. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you're listening and you have that quote while I'm live on the air, I just don't want to go look it up right now. But it's a variant of that. That gun was used with devastating effects during the Civil War. Devastating effects during the Civil War. So my point is, I guess it's okay if you walk into a church with a lever action rifle holding only about a dozen rounds versus the war machine with 30. Mike, I'm at a loss. I really, truly am at a loss. But I'll tell you what's very, very encouraging. When I read the comments below, and ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read this, let me give you the... It's failing to outlaw the war machines used in Sutherland Springs is a sin. Well, I'm glad... My gun is a sin, and the fact that I'm not turning it in is a sin. And by the way, if you want to come and get it, good luck with that. And you're not going to buy anything back from me that you never owned in the first place, because I ain't selling. It's that simple. Mike, when we come back from the break, we're going to be joined with Lee Williams. But here's the point I want to make. I want you to go and read this article. Listener, please, read the column. Then I want you to go down to the bottom. Read the column in its entirety. Don't eat lunch first or dinner first. It's hard to stomach. But read it, then go back down to the bottom and load the comments and read the comments, and you will be pleasantly surprised with the response. Because the response to these columns like this proves to you that we are, in fact, winning. And then when you hear that Michigan Senate just approved concealed carry in church in Michigan in response to Texas, you know we're on the right track. Kind of got to get your head out of the media a little bit and understand, man, we're winning. Whew. It's tough, though. It's tough. They're coming at you from all angles. Back right after this with Mike and Lee.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, gun makers, you weapons of war machines, you weapons of war machines. Before I get going with the rest of the hour and my guests, I want to point you over to armedandresponsible.com. Let me tell you something, what's cooking over there. That thing is flying off the shelves. Armedandresponsible.com, 164 pages, because you'll do anything to protect your family, and I mean it, it is. It's flying off. Just taking this thing off the shelves. Thousands of you have gotten it. I've gotten great emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you want to let me know what you think, 164 pages, the 2017 U.S. Concealed Carry Guide. And it comes with the home defense checklist that's free. Make sure to go over there and learn from the experts. It's free. I mean, we're literally handing you 164 pages of what to do here, how not to do this, what to do here, how to learn this. I mean, that's the whole premise of the show. Education, information, and entertainment for you, the responsibly armed, law-abiding, responsibly armed citizen. Boy, take advantage of it. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. And what I want you to do after you get it is send me an email and tell me what you think. I'm getting emails every day from those of you who are reading this and thanking us for putting this. Hey, man, I finally broke down and got this. I didn't know if I had the time to read it, but, man, I couldn't put it down. And then I've got the audio version for you that I recorded. So if you can't read it because you're busy and you're working, that's what we all do, unless you're a Democrat and sitting at home, uber liberal, wearing skinny jeans, waking up in your mom and dad's basement because you're sucking off them because you can get Obamacare until you're 26. Yeah, we're not really talking about you. We're talking about people who like to go out and work. The fact of the matter is, so easy to get off the rails. Oh, man. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. It's great information. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think about it, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Let's go. Lee Williams, the gun writer. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you? That was a great half hour.
Dude, war. Let me talk real quick. War machines. You're listening, okay? You're a huge AK-47 fan. War machines. Did you see the column by any chance?
Yeah, I read it. I'm generally in favor of the war machine, as you well know.
Lee, we've got Mike Paworski from Arms Room right down the road from you in Orlando is going to stay on with us to keep the conversation alive. It's going to be a good one. But I want to get your take. First off, let me go back to Mike quickly. Mike, the design of the AR-15 from its original roots to today, what's changed?
Nothing about the original design. It still operates the same way. They've tried to do some modifications to the interior, make it a piston system, and it just takes it down the wrong road. It's trying to put the Chevy engine in the Ford chassis. It just doesn't work. Everything nuts and bolts wise, left and right of the original operating system has changed. Barrel length, stocks, everything else, but that original operating system, direct gas impingement, is still the same as it was when it was created. 50, 60 years ago now.
Direct gas impingement means what? Please explain that to listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry. The when the bullet fires and the cartridge is held in place, the gas goes forward behind the bullet. As the gas comes forward behind the bullet, as it moves down the barrel, there's a hole in the barrel where the gas goes up into a gas tube. It's a bent angle gas tube, and it comes back around to where the bolt is. That gas forces the bolt to the rear. And that makes the weapon cycle. Unlike, say, on your regular semi-automatic, it's just a blowback. There's enough force when you shoot a 9mm to make the slide come back. Well, on a rifle, it's a much heavier, it's a much bigger bolt, so it relies on that gas to go up into the tube, forcing the bolt to the rear. So it's a direct gas impingement rifle.
Lee Williams, the gun writer, the AK-47, which you're a big, big fan of, is a semi-automatic rifle just like the AR-15. And its
correct
reaction is just like a 9mm as a semi-automatic with one round fired. But we can't say the 9mm is gas-operated war machine, but it acts the same, doesn't it, as a semi-automatic, doesn't it?
It does. It's very similar to the way the AR functions that Mike just described, except the General Kalashnikov put a piston to catch the gas. So the gas does not go in right to the bolt. It hits a piston, and that operates the bolt. It's today, who really cares which one is a better system? They're both good now. They've got a lot of kinks worked out of them. I eat a lot of crap because I'm an AK-ophile, but I'm used to it.
No, that's okay, man. You know, my first assault weapon... the first assault weapon I ever bought, I bought during the Clinton gun ban. I bought an SLR-95 with a thumb stock, right?
Okay. Yep.
And I got to tell you, boy, that thumb stock really changed the ballistics of my rifle. I mean, I certainly, a criminal couldn't have used it.
No.
For
no,
it renders the purposes because of the thumb stock. So I'm
renders
just
them incapable of being used by a criminal.
All right,
yep,
yeah,
the one I always talk about, the one item that's always banned on there is the bayonet lug. You can't have the bayonet lug because all know if you have that bayonet lug on there, you'd be a crazy mass killer going around bayonet lugging people to death. You wouldn't be able to control yourself.
Especially nowadays.
The chain bayonet, the chainsaw bayonet from the New York Times.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
USA Today at its finest.
USA Today it was. I said New York Times. Let me apologize to the liberal rag gray lady New York Times. I do apologize, you fake news outlet. You. But it was the USA Today. This stuff's laughable. It's hard for me to keep going with it. It really truly is. But does anybody want to describe for listeners what the chainsaw bayonet is? Because I want one.
It's actually something that I've worked on here. We have a battery operated chainsaw to mount underneath. An AR. It was a gimmick, and we started doing it. It's sitting on the back shelf somewhere, and now that it's getting a little prominence, I'm gonna have to pull it out, dust it off, and see if it still works. It's mounting a chainsaw underneath an AR, zombie style.
Well, I guess we could do that if we wanted to the Winchester Model 94 3030 if we wanted to, right?
Hey, I have got a lever action 3030, and it has all the rails and all the collapsible stocks that an AR has on it. Because I could.
Lee, you were going to jump in with the chain. Go ahead.
I'll give you $500 American right now for the chainsaw, as long as you make it AK friendly.
It's so much fun to talk about this stuff. It really is so much fun to talk about this stuff. It's crazy. Yeah, the chainsaw. USA Today. One of the. I guess what I want to do is put a big giant pizza cutter on the end of mine and use it to slice big pizzas with. You know. Because we can mount anything we want on an AR-15, right? And USA Today caught a lot of flack for that, by the way. But the stupidity, just the utter stupidity and the bias that comes. There's no other reason that column was written than to demonize America's favorite rifle. That's all it was to demonize the rifle. But, yeah, hey, Leah, let me jump back over to you. I love the AK-47 platform. Don't get me wrong. I love the 7.62. It's a great hard-hitting round, slower and fatter than the 223. And we could go back and have that ballistic argument all day long, the caliber argument, 7.62 versus the 5.56 or 2.23. It's, you know, slower and harder or faster and lighter. You know, we could go there all day long. Do you want to jump in and say why you like that 7.62 over the 2.23?
I like the dependability, which is not an issue much anymore with modern ARs. I like the design. I've got AK technical manuals in Russian that I read occasionally.
Who are you colluding with anybody?
Yes, and I had Russian dressing in my salad last night, too. The AR is so ergonomic right now. Anybody can run one, but yeah, AKs are getting better. There's a lot more furniture that's made for them, but you have to want to run an AK. There's just a little bit of challenge there that's fun.
You're talking in War Machine terms, running it, furniture.
Oh,
you're
I know.
Scaring. You're scaring
Sorry.
People. I don't want you to scare people. Hey, Mike, we're getting ready to take a break. I'll let you take the last 20 seconds in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, I got to agree with you. I love the AK. It was the peasant's rifle. It's designed to be picked up, cleaned once every half a million rounds or so, and it still fires as the war machine that it is.
They are wonderful guns. They are as reliable as the day is long. No question about it. And you're both right. The AR-15 platform today is extremely reliable. I was going to give a plug for one of mine, but I don't want to, because if I mention one of mine, the other six back here might get mad and come after me during the break, because I have my back to them all. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
ArmedAndResponsible.com. I got to get you over there before we get cracking again here with these guys. Too much fun today on the program. I hope you're enjoying the show today on a Friday. It's wonderful. It's Veterans Day. We're going to talk with Lee about that a little bit. He's got a lot of stuff going on at thegunwriter.com. But before we do that, please head over to ArmedAndResponsible.com. Understand how things work. Learn how to work your way through myriad gun laws around the country. Learn how to work your way through the, God forbid, you have to go through the judicial system simply because you used your firearm lawfully to defend yourself or a loved one. Learn where to sit in a restaurant or where not to sit in a restaurant. Get the whole 164-page guide. I did the audio for you. And send me, I want your feedback, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I really enjoy reading the emails. I know a lot of you are loving it, and thousands of you have picked it up. So if you haven't yet gotten it, it's not going to be out there forever. It will still be out there, I'm sure, for a couple more weeks. I don't know. I mean, they can pull it on me at any time, but for now, it's up. ArmedAndResponsible.com, ArmedAndResponsible.com. Make sure to go over and get it. Lee Williams, let's go back to you. It's Veterans Day. I opened up talking a little bit about how I wanted to kind of bring the National Football League into this. I'm so sick and tired of what I'm seeing, and this Veterans Day is a great day to just turn those clowns and idiots off. One group of people is wearing a uniform, the veterans. The other group is wearing a clown suit, okay? There's a difference between the two. One's a uniform and one is a costume. Go ahead, Lee.
I couldn't agree more, brother. This has always been, to me, our most important holiday. Some media outlets will maybe do a veteran story or a TV package. We're publishing a 24-page special section. We didn't have room for all the veteran stories. We've got columns coming to honor our veterans. Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, who's been on your program, wrote a column about how to transition from military life to civilian life. Highly recommend if anybody is in the military, has a friend or family member or loved one in the military, they should read this. That's how we're honoring the veterans. And I got the feeling we're not even doing enough. We should do more. I wrote a column on how to make every day Veterans Day, which is what I would really like to see. So when I see those guys, and I haven't seen them lately, kneeling on the sideline because I haven't watched an NFL game the entire season, it makes my blood boil.
Yeah, it's terrible. We got an issue just a little bit north of me, Kennesaw State University, just a little bit north of these Crossbreed Holster, Armed American Radio, Daily Defense Studios, where you've got five woefully misinformed cheerleaders now taking a knee before the football. It's just it's absolutely disgraceful. Just disgraceful. Mike, you're active duty. Your thoughts on this before we change the subject again?
You know, good on them. Let them go out and do their own thing. Just do it on the TV so I can turn you off. I don't need you. I don't need the cheerleaders. Although that's hard to say, but I don't need the cheerleaders. Let them go be ignorant on their own. I'm not giving them any credit or any credence or any publicity whatsoever. I'm paying no attention to them.
NFL's in big trouble right now. Big trouble right now. And now they're coming after your firearms with the San Francisco 49ers giving a $500,000 donation to come after you, literally to come after your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. It's incredible. Most of their fans are gun owners. A lot of the players are gun owners. It's really disgraceful and despicable. Turn it off. And I'll even go so far, I usually say pound, right, instead of hashtag. Hashtag boycott the NFL. And I mean it. Turn the crap off. Do yourself and your family a favor. Spend some time with your kids and your family during that wasted time. You would be, watching the Cowboys and Ezekiel, what's his name? What's his face? Oh, he's doing a 6-game suspension, I read today, because it was coming up on me on the news, you know, for domestic violence. Great group of guys. Why don't you go out and find some real, and I mean some real, real, real heroes, and talk to a veteran, and turn this crap off. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, people can find you where? At thegunwriter.com, right?
You bet. Thegunwriter.com's got all our content or links to it right there.
Anything? I don't know if I want to keep talking about the Dallas Morning News piece anymore. I started laughing. I was laughing during the break too, guys. It was hard to see that stuff. I know a lot of. I've gotten some emails already from some people who have gone in and looked at it and said, "Good heavens, why did you have to point that out? I didn't want to have to see that." It's hard. So a couple of them said they were glad they didn't eat their lunch. But man, oh man, terrible stuff. Oh, terrible stuff. All right, there we are. Okay, Lee Williams. Where do you want to go between now and the end of the show? I'm going to let you guys run it. I've run out of topics. It's a weekend. I want you guys to take it. Tell people where they can find you, what you got going on. What are you writing about right now?
All veterans, all the time, all day long. It'll be on my site. We've got a print product. They can see all the stories at heraldtribune.com. We've got an incredibly moving piece on a young Marine who came back here, became incredibly successful, went to Berkeley, was accepted at Harvard Law, and then the war caught up with them. I can't honor these guys enough. I've got a column coming from John Sigler, former NRA president and current board member, on Veterans Day. That thing will run tomorrow on my website. We can't do enough. You can't read enough. This is what this holiday is all about. It's the veterans. I'm not even concerned about anything else news-wise, brother. We've been working on this for 6 months.
Yeah, good for you. A lot of, in my organization, also a ton of veterans. Hey, Mike, let's go back to that Henry repeating rifle. I got an email here from our good friend Jeffrey L. Smith, a rifle that you could load on Sunday and shoot all week long. That was it right there. So
there we go.
We were pretty close to that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for sending that in. Appreciate it. Oh, let's see. Signs don't matter to anything. This is great. The guy sends me a no bird sign, and there's a bird on top of it. Ha, 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 here's proof positive signs don't work. That was wonderful. Oh, boy. New York trip. I got all kinds of stuff going on. I need to vent. Interesting story. Please keep sending me. Oh, here's one. New nickname. Hey, Mark, appreciate all you do for our gun rights every day. In the spirit of the nicknames you give to irrelevant politicians, what's his face or what's her face? He has in parentheses. I submit to you a new nickname that is particularly Die Band Feinstein. There it is. Feel free to use often, use absolutely everywhere. All right. That's from Aaron. Aaron says, feel free to use often, use absolutely everywhere. That's the carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere thing. Get that, right? That's fun stuff. Mike, what do you got going on at Arms Room? When's the next show? Tell us where we can find you, read you, hear you, and buy your stuff.
Yeah, listen, ironically, the one day a week you're not on, Mark, they could turn the stations over to armsroomradio.com. It's armsroomradio.com and hear us talking about some of the same topics, some of the different ones. But this weekend, for sure, we're definitely going over veterans issues. We're going to be talking about those. We're talking about trying to take guns away from veterans and thanking all of them, including my brother Lee there, an Army veteran, thanking him and every other veteran out there this weekend. It's something we're going to be focusing on.
Thank you,
excellent,
brother.
Yeah, Lee, very good stuff. Both of you guys, I want to thank you for everything that you do. It's great. And, you know, I'm still on Saturdays, Mike. I'm just saying, but that's okay.
It's a rebroadcast, all right? Come on. That's my live
well,
day.
It depends on the market. I guess it depends on the market, but that's okay. Just DVR Arms Room and catch my show live. Okay, it's that simple. Oh, man, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. It's not that I ran out of stuff to talk about. Believe me, I've got lists of it, lists of it. We just don't have enough time to get into everything, guys. We truly don't. The Monster Show's coming up, and we're going to be doing it on the roundtable. We've got a great guest lineup coming up. I don't want to give it away yet. There might be some changes. There usually is. But I will tease this. Let's just say that Kellyanne Conway is aware that Donald Trump needs to make an appearance on Armed American Radio, guys.
Excellent.
That much I will tell you, and we are actively working on that with the White House. So I want you to know that we are, in fact, actively working on that. And if we can pull that off, that would be an awful lot of fun. We can pull it off. I know he'll do the radio. It's just a timing issue is what it is. It's just a timing issue. You know, the president of the United States is a very busy man. You know, one that works anyway, like this one does. Got 30 seconds left, guys. I'm going to go ahead and call it quits with you. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com. Thanks for everything you're doing over there and for sticking up for the veterans every single day, Lee. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. And Mike.
Great program. Thank you. And Mike Pawarski, Arms Room. Where can we find you? One more time, Mike.
Armsroomradio.com. And if you can't find us there, check us out at armsroomradio.com.
You guys have a great weekend. And remember, till we meet again on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast coming up on Sunday, I want every one of you to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Monster Cast on Sunday. Have a great weekend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.